Hey guys, it's Nancy Press. This is Live Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Happy Women's Month. I am back with another episode of just celebrating women this month. As you guys know, March 8th is International Women's Day. So I found it appropriate to show and talk about some hidden figures throughout history that made and paved a way for a lot of us without us knowing it or not, that are often not celebrated. So, for today's episode, I'm talking about the incredible, incredible woman, Celia Nuttall. She was a Mexican-Irish woman from San Francisco. She was an archaeologist, and she really wanted to disrupt the stereotype of Mesoamerican savagery. Back in those days, we're talking about the 1800s, 1900s, the civilizations of Aztec, Mayan, pretty much anything that was native was seen as savages, nothing more, nothing less than savages. And she wanted to disrupt that. She really believed that there was a better way to paint that, because she knew that the ingenuity of the Aztec civilization was beyond what the comprehension, and at that time, archaeology was widely controlled and widely, mainly a white male's field. So you can imagine, we're talking about 18, 1900s, you can imagine what that looked like and felt like in the narrative that was trying to be passed on, because if we were seen as savages. As you guys know, I am Mexican and I am native to Central Mexico, which happens to be Aztec land. And I have made journeys to Teotihuacan to, learn about the pyramids, the sun, the moon pyramids, and just sort of, all of these things that make me who I am. And if it wasn't for Celia Nuttall, I might have not had that chance to do that. It might have just been seen as these savages that, lived and that were, bloodthirsty. And that's not the truth. They had a beautiful, beautiful civilization. We now know that not only that they have a beautiful civilization, but they had one of the world's first, run governments. The way that the agriculture, the way they did things, was incredible. But during those times, we're talking about the 1800s, late 1800s, 1897 to be exact, that were seen as bloodthirsty savages having nothing in common with the civilized humanity. And she was ready to put in work and dismantle that. Now, how did she get into archaeology? One wonders. And as I started researching about her, it was actually through a marriage. So she didn't stay married to her ex-husband, but he was an archaeologist. And through that, she was able to learn a lot about the field. And she decided that it was her job to not only dismantle the way that, the societies that in those times saw the Mesoamericans, but her duty to do it. So through this marriage to Louis Pignard, a French archaeologist, she was able to learn so much about the field. And it wasn't until the 1900s that she actually made her way to Mexico. And not only that, but she made her way with her mother, which was Mexican, from San Francisco. They made their way down to Mexico City, what we now know as Mexico City. It wasn't Mexico City then. She just wanted to dismantle this. So she visited the, like I said, she visited this historical site of Teotihuacan, which is located on the northeast of Mexico City. If you ever have a chance, I absolutely recommend that you go visit. It's about an hour and a half to outside of like if you arrive in the airport, it's about 2 hours from there. And so through her work, she did a lot of work. She did a lot of interviews. She did a lot of digging and just trying to figure out the best way to collect all this data and present it to the world. And she did She did this through her paper, The Terracotta Heads of Teotihuacan, in the American Journal of Archaeology and History of Fine Arts. And this was in 1986. And through this publishing, she continued to do an annual report for the museum where she would put on, you know, everything she was learning, everything that she was doing. And because she didn't have a formal attachment to any institution or any specific archaeological group, she was able to freely pursue her work as she deemed it important in, you know, in any specific way she wanted to pursue it, she was allowed to. So it gave her that freedom because she wasn't bound to one thing or another. And after 30 years of study and travel, she finally published in 1901, at the age of 44, she published her academic work, The Fundamental Principles of the New and Old World Civilizations, which you can still get this, and I highly recommend you do. I am learning so much by reading it. I am not done with it. But there is so much about the original people of the land. And obviously, I am Mexican, so I might be a little biased. But we're all affected, especially if you're native to the Americas. And if you're not native to the Americas, meaning you're European, it teaches you a lot about European conquest and you know, sort of what was brought over here. But not only that, but the contributions of the native ancient people of the land, and a lot of how they were more civilized than we could have ever imagined, how they held basically essentially like what government like politics are now. They did that. Education was a very big thing. The language spoken was a very big thing, and it was very important for Celia to be able to relayed that message that, you know, these people were not savages, they were not bloodthirsty, they were more civilized than we could have ever known. And that is always the case, you know, oftentimes when Europeans control the narrative, it's always going to be seen. And when I say European, I'm talking about Spanish, I'm talking about British conquest, Dutch, like I'm talking about all of the things. And I'm not just talking, a lot of times people will be like, oh, you know, you're always talking about the white man. Like, no, that includes Spanish. The conquistadores that came to Mexico, they ravaged the land not only for its resources, but also ravaged the land with disease that killed a lot of these people. Now, she really, her work is just remarkable. She didn't have to. She came from, you know, a wealthy family. She did. She was Mexican Irish. Her mother was the daughter of a very wealthy Mexican banker in San Francisco, and her father was an Irishman, very wealthy. She traveled all throughout Europe within her marriage and on her own, but yet she had a calling to her people. She had a calling, you know, to the native land. And near the end of her life, you know, she really advocated for the revival of Mexican traditions that had been eradicated by the Spanish conquest. So in 1928, she called for a renewed national celebration of the indigenous New Year, which was traditionally observed twice annually by numerous Mesoamerican cultures when the sun reached its zenith and cast of no shadows. That year, Mexico City celebrated the Aztec New Year for the first time since 1519. She accomplished this. Imagine that. This was in 1928. The last time that was celebrated was 1519. So many years have gone by, and yet she was able to accomplish this. She was able to do this because she had the love in her heart for something more other than herself, right? And we all can do that. I know a lot of us nowadays feel like we might not have that much power, that we might not have that much say in the things that happened in the past. But this woman was able to bring a celebration that was, over the last time that was celebrated was over 400 years past its time. And yet she was able to do it because she had the love for bringing light to these incredible, incredible indigenous traditions that the native Aztecs held. It's, for me personally, the finding out about Celia Nuttall was just inspiring, because it made me realize that even when you don't know the impact you might be having on your people, or on those around you that might become inspired by the work, you might be able to do amazing, great things. And she did. She brought back traditions that hadn't been celebrated in over 400 years. She brought light to the incredible civilization that the Aztecs, not only that they were, but, you know, the descendants of these Aztecs, like myself, I have 53% Native Aztec in me, and learning about all of these wonderful, you know, all of these wonderful things that, my ancestors did is just, it really, not only is it inspiring, but it makes me feel great from within that I come from that, you know. And at Life Cope, not only do we want to celebrate this hidden figure that Celia Nuttall is, but we want to encourage you to, she was writing a paper. She was writing a paper and she was writing her discoveries, and she didn't know what it was going to become or what it would do. But thanks to her, we now know so much about the Aztec civilization. And thanks to her, I personally feel this greatness within that now runs through my veins. So I want to encourage you, just like Celia, to just travel or write or do something, discover something, even if it's just within your own communities. With gentrification nowadays, a lot of our culture is being lost. And I don't mean just Mexican culture. I mean anyone that doesn't fit the narrative, anyone that doesn't fit the standard of what, you know, right is, right? Having a 9-to-5 job and having a 401k and having this. Like, I'm talking about the people that live in the barrios, the people that live in the hood, the people that live in these lower income housing. Like, you too have history within those. Like, when I visited New York and I visited Harlem, I was just amazed at the Black history within just the neighborhood. But it takes people writing about it. It takes people wanting to teach others about it. And it takes, you know, I'm now here telling you guys about Celia and the amazing work that she did. And that, thankfully, thanks to her, we know so much about the Aztecs, and we don't just see them as these bloodthirsty savages, but we see them as the incredible civilization that they were, and as the incredible innovative people that they were. I mean, we now have farming practices that are literally exactly copied from what they did back in those days. Like, we call it hydroponics now. That's what we call it. But that came from the Aztecs, and we would have not had that if it wasn't for this amazing woman that decided to go write, explore, and see. And so you can too do that. And I hope that you will be inspired by Celia, and you will be inspired by all these different women that I'm sharing with you in this Women's Month, because women have created and paved a way throughout history. And oftentimes, because in those times women weren't celebrated properly, it got hidden. You know, we now know about the civilization, but we don't know who to credit for a lot of the things that we know. Well, now you know. It is Celia Nuttall, a Mexican-Irish woman from San Francisco that decided to take it upon her hands to learn more and to dismantle this belief that the Aztecs were savages and that Mesoamerican societies were bloodthirsty and uncivilized. So you too can make a difference, big or small, but it takes you wanting to make it, right? That's what I'm going to leave you with today. Go out there, explore, travel, see something, write about your neighborhood, write about the different things happening. You never know. Start a blog, start a podcast. You never know later on what that could do for people and for civilizations to come, right? That's all I have for you guys. I hope you're happy, you're healthy. If you want to follow us on social media, simply search Life Cope LLC on Facebook or Instagram. If you want to keep up with me, nancyiperez.com. If you want to go and listen to all the different podcasts on the web, you can go to lifecopeapp.podomatic.com. I'll catch you later. See ya.